It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Yeah, I was just doing a mix. Sam,
Hi, good morning.
I saw you at Laneway. You had a great shirt on, and I didn't. And as you tell me this morning, you're apparently known as a man of shirts.
Man of many shirts.
Man of many shirts. But you had a great day yesterday.
Oh my God, Laneway is the best day of the year. Every single year, I love it so much.
What did you go for? Did you? Get there at opening at doors.
You know, I'm not that type of person. I can't get to a festival straight away.
It's a long day.
It's a long, long day. No, I like to have a couple of bevvies before I go.
Yeah. Pre-loading, they call that.
Yeah. Pre-games. You know, play some party games, do some activities, and then roll on at like 2 for a raving the night. So that's.
And it stayed to the end, or?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Great time had by all. Well worth the admission price. And a lovely day, too, I thought.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But then the day after is a great day for TV, isn't it?
Oh, lovely segue.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know what was going on, but then I got
TV.
It.
Sometimes my segues aren't great.
Because you're the TV reviewer.
Yeah. No, that's
but
the thing.
Like, it isn't because you're tired. You just want to chill out.
Yeah, well,
so
I mean...
So what should they watch, Sam?
Well, this is great.
Get the broom out.
So I'm reviewing Deadly Class on Sci-Fi. So it's basically like this TV show based off an Image comic from 2014, I think. I used to read it, actually, so this is why I chose it. And it's... Basically, think like Hogwarts, but for like assassins and mob bosses and Yakuza.
That's amazing.
Hogwarts for Hogwarts.
Yep.
So from Harry Potter.
For the children of mob bosses, Yakuza members, KGB operatives.
All muddled in together.
Yeah.
Goodness me.
So it's basically a school for people.
Discipline issues, wouldn't there?
Well, the whole thing is it's super super dangerous. So. Kids are getting killed all the time. Oh. It's very tense, very high stakes. But we follow.
I wouldn't like to be a parent coming in and finding what's this comic he's reading? Children getting killed. What the hell?
But basically, it's it follows Marcus, who's like this homeless orphan, whose parents died, as like the result of a bunch of psychiatric hospitals closing down in America in the 1980s. So this is like
Classic, set
in the 80s during the Reagan era, and his dream is to kill Ronald Reagan. So he gets taken to the school and he's like learning how to be an assassin and stuff. And it's super, super gritty and super stylized and super, super sick. Like, I love it. The comic itself had this really cool art style where it was like super counterculture and punk and just like cool, vibrant colors. And
like any sort of compared to any sort of other art we'd know?
Well, not really, but it wasn't really like comic booky art. It was like really like more stylized and less. Like, you know, there's like certain like gloss to like Marvel comics or like DC comics. This had its own, like...
graphic novel.
Yeah, it was sick. Right, it's really, really cool. And it captures the punk era really well, I think. I don't really know much about the punk era because I wasn't born. Okay. But it just has this cool, stylized element to it. And then the plot itself follows, like, 10 characters, and that's really hard to do.
Mm.
But they all seem pretty well thought out.
Are you invested in the characters? I feel like sometimes in TV shows have a lot of characters. It's hard to, like... feel invested in their storylines.
Or you have the ones that are obviously the main characters, yeah. And then you have these sort of sub-characters. Yeah.
Yeah, well, there are like three tiers of characters.
Avengers is like that.
Yeah. Hawkeye, where's he been, you know?
Mm.
Russian girl.
It's really hard to, it is really hard for a TV show to have such a big ensemble cast. Ensemble? I don't know. but the characters all have quite a good backstory. Like, one of his friends is... she's part of like a Mexican cartel gang and she's dating the head guy in the gang and he like beats her up and stuff, so you feel for her. And then like there's like all the cheerleaders are like neo-Nazis.
All the cheerleaders
are neo-Nazis.
Really?
And yeah, and then like he's also got a crush on it's weird, eh?
Yeah.
He's got a crush on the head of the Yakuza gang at the school and stuff. And it just kind of, you can kind of see the motivations, I think. And I think the characters are quite well realized. Which I really like.
And so how's it translate to the telly?
Definitely not as good, but...
Must be frustrating when you're a fan of the original.
Yeah, but it's a good TV show. Like, I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I showed my friend it on Sunday night after watching the tennis, actually.
Was it good? Man, that was awesome.
I'm really bad at watching sports. I just make, like, commentary that doesn't make sense.
The tennis gets me, though. I quite like watching that. Especially
I just decided that the person that wins usually has the best hair, is how tennis works.
Serious?
Well, Nadal had a ball spot.
Yeah, true. I know. So, just that, at least he didn't wear a wig like what's his name? Who did that? Agassi. He wore a wig the whole time. That was a wig.
Wow.
He glued it onto his head. Under the hot tennis sun.
Is this the most sport BFM's ever talked about?
Yeah, that's it. You and I should do a sports thing.
That'd be hectic. No, but yes, the show's really good. I had something I wanted to say about it that was really important.
If you haven't read or followed the graphic novel, would you enjoy it?
I showed my friend.
Maybe even enjoy it more because you like don't have to compare it to the original.
Like I showed my friend episode 2 on Sunday night, and he was like, "This is really good."
Yeah.
And like, because not on Netflix, people don't see it.
Okay, interesting. Yeah.
So what is it on? Where can you watch it?
It's on Sci-Fi, which I don't know if anyone has.
It's on Sky. Is Sci-Fi on Sky?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
It was on Sky. Is it still on Sky? Sky Sci-Fi? Sky Sci-Fi?
I don't know. You're confusing me now.
But you know, there's other ways to watch TV on the internet.
Yeah.
Nudge.
No, for sure. Or you could get Sci-Fi to watch it.
Yeah.
Plug.
Just subscribe to Sci-Fi. Sure.
But yeah, no, it's really, really cool.
Does it warrant being on the Sci-Fi channel?
Go to the video shop.
I think so. Also, the soundtrack is really, really cool. So it's all music from the 80s. So I think you'd love that part about it. It's really like, it's fun. It's sick. I recommend it. Go hard.
Scary. Watch it, Sam.
Yes, actually, really tense, really gritty.
Oh, okay. Did you cry?
No, I haven't cried. No.
Yet. Good to hear that. You can hear him say
Well, no, because it's so high stakes and so tense.
Yeah, right.
But I probably will cry.
It's less like sad, emotional, more like,
what's going on?
Yeah.
You know, this is, I'm always on the hunt for more anxiety in my life.
Okay.
You know, really
we
like
can do that. We can arrange that.
I'm sure you can. Okay.
Anyway.
Anyway, thanks. Please go watch the show. It's really good. And
Sci-Fi spelled S-Y-F-Y.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, it's not on Netflix, so it's always good to, you know, branch out.
Diversify. What's wrong with you? Don't be such a stuck in the mud.
That is
something
I've noticed. When something new comes on Netflix, everybody's seen it.
Sheeple.
Taika Waititi did a tweeted something last night about, why are you, he was at the Lakers game or something. He goes, why are you losers were watching the Fire documentaries and watching Ozark or something like that. You know, I mean, the Fire documentaries, they're good, but they're not as... Everybody's watched them, eh? Everybody I know.
Have you watched it?
I watched like half of it.
Yeah, if you've got Netflix, it's right, it pops up.
It's all right, yeah, but it's not definitely not the best documentary on Netflix by a million miles.
That is true, but it was the biggest phenomenon of like social media marketing last year.
Yeah.
Mm. And anyway,
a lesson to be learned.
I love it.
That was Viewmaster on 95 BFM.
Next week is Wayne, a YouTube premium show.
Oh, premium.